Facebook sent a warning to a Burlington company last week suggesting that the company's name infringed on the social media giant's trademark. BPR's Taylor Dobbs reports.
The company is called Designbook, and Facebook is saying that the use of the word book as a suffix will confuse consumers and hurt Facebook's brand.
We think it's just completely out of line. Engineers have been using design books for many years to organize their teams and their thoughts and their ideas. And us taking that idea as engineers and digitizing that is completely different than a social media outlet.
That's Kyle Clark, co-founder of Designbook. He takes issue with Facebook's claim that other companies shouldn't use the word book as a suffix. But there's been at least one company that had to change its name to avoid a lawsuit with the well-heeled social media company. An Illinois company known as TeachBook changed its name to TeachQuest as part of a settlement with Facebook in 2012.
And quite frankly, if teachers and students can't use the suffix book in a platform that they're using to collaborate on, I'm a little confused.
A Facebook spokesman would not comment. Clark may think Facebook's reasoning is weak, but he's not planning to ignore the legal moves.
So it's pretty cut and dry that we're not infringing on that. Are we taking it seriously? Absolutely. It's a major pain in the butt. We're trying to develop a really neat web application and platform, and it's a distraction for us to have to deal with them.
And even if Facebook's claim is spurious, Designbook may be right to take it seriously.
It's a scary thing, and yeah, you're only hearing about a couple of them in Vermont here, but it's all over.
That's Matt Nadeau, the founder of Rock Art Brewery. His company's Vermonster beer got them in trouble in 2009 when the maker of Monster Energy drinks sent a cease and desist letter to the brewery for trademark infringement. He said he had a similar reaction when that happened.
And it was just like, what? So yeah, that's a lot of fear and a lot of, you got to be kidding me.
Rock Art Brewery and Vermonster Beer survived the ordeal, but not because they had a strong legal case. Once word got out about the legal threats, there was a public backlash against Monster Energy drinks.
And that's really what got us out of all of it. Otherwise, it would have been this monster company. I guess it's a pun, but yeah, it would have been this giant company. I think they're making $1 billion a year. It would have been coming down on a little mom-and-pop brewery in northern Vermont.
Nadeau says Rock Art's case was an exception. He says he got calls from people all over the country who'd been challenged by big corporations over trademark issues.
Most of the people had the same story, depending on how many mortgages they took out on their home. And they all ran out of money. They all lost. And most of them lost everything that they put into it.
His advice for Designbook? If you know you're right, try to win in the court of public opinion, because big companies make it too expensive to win in the court of law. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.